Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world and on Blog Talk Radio as you do, and also on Facebook Live. Thank you for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. And I got to meet this man several times and got a letter from him because I was an Eagle Scout. But we're mourning in our state the loss of Senator Richard Lugar, who died at 87. That's why all the flags were at half staff. And he was just a great guy. Loved him. He was amazing, you know. But it's just, my mom back in the day had my Eagle Scout ceremony recorded, and on there he sent a letter of congratulations and all this stuff, and it's hard to believe, because like when the guy that did the video, he looked at it and he laughed at it because how primitive it was. Because back then when you were filming, you would like pause the screen, then you'd run to wherever and then start filming again, and because like you can see it pause and you can see him run to another part and then turn it back. It's just, and he goes, now that's like a dinosaur compared to what you can do. But you know, it's just hard to believe. But it doesn't matter anyways, because in 12 years, folks, we're all gonna die. I don't know who is more psychic, you know, with you, you know, it's the end of the world as we know it, or you know, oceanfront property in Arizona. Look at all these artists that were psychic, because global warming, 12 years, we're going to die. Well, not really, because if we spend $5 trillion, Beto O'Rourke, the mayor from South Bend, who would help him, he's going to solve everything by spending $5 trillion. So your taxes are not going to go through the roof. They're going to go whoosh. So you're going to have 50,000,000% more taxes. Your dollar is going to even be more worthless. But What price do we put on saving this 4.6 million year old Earth? I don't know. I think I think that 5 trillion is not enough. I think we need about 100 trillion, you know, just to save the world. Oh, wow. If people buy that, I got the London Bridge. I'll sell you I got a good deal on that one. If people. But this is crazy. I also want to get into the fact that you have this is hilarious. You have someone higher up in an ambassador of Israel is blasting and slamming the New York Times as a cesspool. If someone that's basically with Israel gets it, how can liberals not get it? How can people not see through the left bullcrap? We have an Iran lawyer that's being sentenced for helping women be able to say screw you and not wear their hijabs. She's going to get like 146 lashings and 38 years in prison. Why aren't the liberals, okay, if you think hijabs are so great, she's trying to stand up and say, hey, we're not going to wear them, and it's getting sentenced. Wake up. But they want that here. It's amazing, this fake news. I'm going to get into that with New York Times, all that crap. Oh, wow. Democrats fear that they're going to lose 2020 because the economy is doing so great that, you know, who's going to want to stop Trump? That, and could there be an end to the federal prohibition of marijuana that should have never happened in the first place? I want to get into that. And also, Lord help us on Manchester United and stuff like that, and what's going to go through that. I want to get into that much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son, that whoever not believe in him will not perish but have eternal life.
I was listening to Rush and Sean, and one of the things where Joe Biden went to some Teamsters. Okay.
Like a Teamsters union?
Yeah.
And what?
He basically said if they're going to beat Trump, it starts there. That means they need to start getting the... Because, you know, Trump only lost because they lost the American workers. Well, why did they lose the American workers? Because Obama took away all the jobs.
Yep.
But that's not the reason Trump lost, you know.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter because everything's going to be better because when Elizabeth Warren, you know, she's full of it, she is going to eliminate, if she wins day one, she's going to stop oil drilling.
I don't even think she's going to get the nomination.
No, she won't even.
I don't think it's going to be between Crazy Bernie and Creepy Joe.
I think there's going to be like 70 people try to go after it and they're just going to beat each other to death and. How can these liberals on the left...
Oh, Biden, CNN is 39%. A different poll was 36. But you have the same poll that guaranteed Hillary was winning.
Yeah. But I honestly say it, I look at it like this. I think the country is doing so... How can someone that's on the left even ignore how the country is doing? Granted, the dollar is so devalued that some people are still suffering because you need like $20 an hour just to make it. But, well, I don't know. There, and this was crazy because I just want to get into this Kansas teacher who kicked a student who was hiding in like a bookcase. I'm like, if that was me when I was 5 years old, they would have put me up against the wall. She would have gotten out that solid oak paddle with the holes in it.
Okay.
And then if I would have gotten home and my dad found out I got beaten in school, he'd have beat my ass when I got home.
Okay, your wife hid in the locker in the seventh grade to skip school. So I can't say nothing. Took a book, my book.
And I guess she's been fired for it and all this stuff. And
wow.
I don't know. I mean, but nowadays you can't, if you touch a kid, oh, it's abuse.
Oh.
You're abusing me.
That's what's
know.
Wrong with us kids in this generation.
Because they can't. You, how dare you? How dare you abuse my kid? I said, my parents would have been like, well, don't worry. I'm going to beat his ass after you did. That's why I didn't get in trouble, because I knew what would happen. Plus, my mom worked for the school district, so, hey, I can't really get in trouble.
Well, I told my nieces and nephews, they had to stop running eventually. I had my club. I'm not going to run after them, and I will beat them. Told them at Walmart, when I took them into Walmart, they were shopping. I'm the only one who could take them. My brother, my mom did not like to take them shopping. I took them because I told them before we go into the store, if we have to come back out before I get what I want, it's not going to be pretty.
Yeah.
I wasn't afraid. It's like, they weren't my kids. What could they do?
Yeah, nowadays, I'll call the cops.
Oh, I know.
Turn you in. Well, good. So you think it's bad now? Just wait till you go from 25 foster homes. Yeah, this is, got to show you, this is my pen. Yeah, got it yesterday at the ceremony, the commissioning ceremony. I love that pen. But this week I have my patriotic koozie with the eagle and the American flag on it.
Who got you that?
I did at Walmart, 99 cents. And it was... After 4th of July, so it was like 50 cents because I paid half off. But I can't believe that we have, oh, Lord help us, when you have the mayor of South Bend, who's like, I want to spend $5 trillion because we need to stop global warming.
Realize within the next 10 years, they want to rebuild everybody's home, go through and all the infrastructures of all the, like, Empire State Building and all the buildings. What am I thinking of? The tall buildings, office buildings.
Yeah.
What am I thinking? There's a word for it.
Skyscraper.
There you go. They want to redo those to where it's better for the planet. has to be.
Well, $5 trillion. I mean, what do you think? Where is this? Yeah, we want to spend $5 trillion.
Where's the money coming from?
Yeah, where's this $5 trillion coming from? Because the reason why they got to get this done is because if you look into scientists and you talk about sunspots and all this stuff and these solar flares and things, we're going to go into a very cold period that's going to take the, I don't know, global warming thing and just kind of make it not realistic. And, oh, yeah, we're going to start getting very cold winters. And they want to get this done beforehand so that when it happens, oh, thank God we passed this $5 trillion.
You know, we had the coldest winter here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever remember it being minus 20 degrees. And I was around for the blizzards of
78. Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things. But they want to get this passed because these idiots, they don't know any different. See, what you don't realize is you liberals want the government to take away your very right to protect you. So what happens when they have 95% taxes coming out of your check and the dollar is so worthless to where you need $100 to buy a loaf of bread and you want to go and you can't get the health care you need? How are you going to stand up for yourself when the government runs your life and owns you? See, they're taking advantage of you. They're taking everything. Look at this. They want to give you. They're like the tobacco company. We'll sell cigarettes at candy counters. We'll sell them in the department. We'll sell them anywhere. Don't worry if someone dies. There's more. We'll get you hooked. Don't worry. No, they want you to buy into the BS. Oh, it's just a tiny law. No, why don't you be honest that you want a little tiny law so that when that gun law doesn't work, okay, we need to, it's because we didn't do enough. We need to, okay, well, cocaine is in this country by millions of tons. It's completely banned. So what has stopped it? I thought if banning something really works, then we wouldn't have a heroin epidemic. We wouldn't have a cocaine epidemic. We wouldn't have a meth epidemic. What you need to do is say, okay, folks, here, we're going to legalize everything. Do as much coke as you want. We'll produce it. We'll make 8 trillion tons. Do all you want. Oh, crap, if the government says it's cool, I don't want to do it. Nuh-uh. Nope. That's the problem we live in. But these kids don't know any better. Oh, we need to spend $5 trillion. Where's it? You know, if Trump spends a dime, oh well. Look, he's raising the debt ceiling. Can you believe that? But they're not. They'll have a problem with Trump raising the debt ceiling. But when it comes to a Democrat wanting to raise it by $5 trillion to, I don't know, fight BS global warming. Yeah, that's not really gonna work. Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. I mean, we need to, you know, help the vets? No. Why help the vets? Because in 12 years, the Earth's going to come to an end anyways, says the liberal that believe, you know, it's a 4.6 billion year old Earth and it's just going to magically go in 12 years. What did you get your magic 8-ball out there, liberal? And ching, 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 ching. Will the Earth end in 12 years? There's a big possibility. Only the younger generation will know the magic 8-ball. Now, a Kansas teacher is fired for allegedly kicking a 5-year-old for hiding behind a bookcase. I don't think she should have kicked him, but, I mean, the teacher would have been like, what the heck are you doing? I could see if that was like a fourth grader or third grader. Then okay. But, you know, in my day, they had a thing called a pattern. and you got whacked. I didn't because I had people that worked in the school district in my family, so I couldn't get away with anything. I couldn't get away with that. Hello, Hiawatha. Thank you so much for tuning in. And SD and all you guys. And put a like on the video if you're watching, just because I can't see you. I can't tell who's tuning in or not. But, I mean, this brings up, because, like, I've heard of people that have touched a kid and patted him on the back, and they've been accused of abusing a kid. I mean, because this kid's kind of, I mean, at 5 years old, you need to have fun with the kid and say, okay, come on, come out. You know, I mean, that's, you know, if they're in seventh grade or sixth grade and they're doing something like that and they're, like, blatantly out, then that's wrong. And I think something needs to happen, but, you know. But it's just, it's a different generation. We have responsibility for what we did. I mean, we have responsibility. I mean, we took ownership for our actions, which you don't see with kids anymore. I mean, one of the big things I notice is these kids don't know anything anymore. I mean, they have taken, like the NFL, for example. They took a knee and took a stance. The American people didn't agree with why they supposedly were taking a knee. And guess what happened? The ratings went down and went down and went down. So they finally said, okay, we're going to solve the problem, but we're not going to air the national anthem. That way you don't see it. 2019 viewership of the opening round and NFL draft is down. Even NASCAR's down. Why? People don't, NASCAR, they just are going away from the roots. And they're trying to chase this new fan. And in the process, they're trying to chase more fans. And their core base has lost interest. I used to be a huge NASCAR fan. I've lost tons of interest in it. I used to watch the NFL from time to time, but not anymore. I don't want someone that's going to disrespect my country. To do that. You have the right. Why doesn't someone like Colin Kaepernick say, you know what? There is social injustice. And I'm gonna work. I've got a platform. I'm gonna work for it. I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna be a Martin Luther King Jr. I'm gonna make it happen. I'm going to make sure that kids in my community have the same opportunity if they want it. Remember, equal opportunity doesn't have equal outcome. It doesn't. I had a chef one time that told me, he goes, look, I give everyone the same ingredients to make apple pie. Why do ooh and ah? Well, I didn't know you could make like maple leaves and put it, you know, when we made them as kids. You would take the pie crust and roll the excess out and cinnamon and sugar and butter and put it in the oven and you'd eat that like little tidbits. Well, you're ooh and ah. Well, I didn't know we could like make like little maple leaves and do all this fancy stuff on it. Why not? I gave you the same ingredients. If you want, it's called love. If you put love into your dish, it don't matter in the heart. I come from Germany. I come from post-World War Hitler. We did not have. And what little bit we had, we made the most out of what we had. We gave it our heart and our soul. And that's what, you know, and that's, you know, you can't have this equal opportunity, equal outcome. You can both go to university, but just because you both go to university doesn't mean you're both going to get the same pay. Someone's going to be here, someone's going to be there. Everyone thinks that, oh, I'm going to university to get a job so I can just sit. Oh, I'm the CEO. Yeah, let me see here. I need a Yeah, I need a, no, make it a platinum toilet. I don't want 14 karat gold. I don't want 24 karat gold. I want a platinum toilet. Yeah, well, make the faucet, make that pure gold. Yeah, why not? I'm the CEO. No, you're going to have to work. Yeah. No one wants to do it. Imagine these kids now coming here from another country. They didn't have a house. They had to cut down trees and build them. Like, if you ever watched that Frontier House, which I think would have been a cool idea if they did it for real, instead of tried to hand and nitpick people that didn't want to do it and was bringing in contraband and doing all this bullcrap. Get real people that are reenactors that, hey, I reenact every weekend or every other weekend or whatever, when it's in season, I do this. And I study history. I love learning about old recipes and stuff and give them, okay, we're going to take like 3 weeks. We're going to teach you how to milk a cow, how to churn butter, how to do things like they would have had that knowledge and then do it. No, they had these people, okay, when you got married, you would have wore your Sunday best, your best dress.
That's what I did.
And if you cooked, you would have had one. If you were lucky, you had one good cast iron pot, and that's what you cook stuff in.
That's if you were lucky.
Yeah, that's if you were lucky. And you would probably do the biscuits first, and then take the biscuits out, and then you would make whatever stew or whatever in there, and that's what you'd have. Or do a bunch of whole onions and roast onions and have just a whole roasted onion. But this generation couldn't. We're from a mean generation. We're from a I need it. These kids now, because I was thinking about this on my break about what I was going to talk about, you know, in regards to this. And you have these kids. When I grew up, I'm like, okay, let me see here. Crap, do I really want to get in the thing? It's snowy, but I want to watch a movie. Okay, I guess I'll go to the video store, get in the car, warm it up. Now, you got to be kidding me. They don't, okay, it's not on Netflix anymore? What? It's not, what? You mean?
Whatever.
Oh, my God.
And
then, like,
can't get it.
Okay, then, okay, I'm going to shoot them an email. What the heck? I started watching this on Netflix. Now it's not there. What the heck? I had to
wait 5 seconds for it to download. Isn't that the worst?
Yeah, we played craps, okay? Like, you had to play Russian roulette. First of all, you have to go to the video store. Then they might not have the video you want because it's probably taken. I remember this one. I remember we skipped school, me and my buddy, not skipped school, we skipped lunch. We didn't stay for lunch, and we left the building, which was illegal, to go to the video store to get Mortal Kombat. No, we went back to school. We just took the lunch break.
Jeez, by luck, I was done. That was my day. I didn't
no,
go
well,
back.
My parents.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But we just went to the video store and got Mortal Kombat because we knew by the time we got out, it'd be gone. Came back, and then we went to my buddy's cousins in Ohio. But you had to do that. I mean, that's the generation we lived in. It wasn't instant everything.
Oh, remember when we were kids, you had to go to a movie theater. They didn't have where you could rent them.
Yeah, in the beginning.
I remember when video players came out. That was a huge deal.
Yeah.
We couldn't afford one. Well, my mom and dad were too cheap.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I miss the days when, before the movie, it was just like a lava lamp on the screen. Where they didn't have all these commercials and advertisements, all this bull crap before the movie.
Well, if they ask the quiz question, that's fun. It's the bull crap and the commercials that suck.
But this is crazy because I want to get into, because, I mean, liberals don't get this, but where is this? Let me see here. Israeli ambassador slams New York Times, cesspool of hospitality to Israel. Save space for those who hate the Jewish state. When you get people that stand that are ambassadors for Israel, that to the United States, that don't miss words, that get that the New York Times is anti-Israel, and they're pro-Muslim. Oh, isn't it when you see? I lost a buddy on 9/11. I'll never forget. I would have been there too if I would have. I got to work in New York, but he said no. But guess what? Liberals have forgotten. New York Times forgot because now they stand with Omar and all these anti-Jewish Muslims. Oh yeah, they're against the Jewish people. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Because there was someone who was against the Jews. His name was Hitler. Oh no, that's Trump. Even though Trump supports Jewish people, he supports Christianity, he supports wanting you to own a gun to protect yourself from freedoms. But don't worry, liberals. What happened in Israel, what happened in Venezuela isn't going to happen here. Yeah, the government taking away your Second Amendment rights and taking away all your freedoms and taking all your money, it's okay. Israel is a great country. It's like the United States. Venezuela is a bad country. It's in shambles. And they all thought, oh, here, we'll give you our guns. Well, everything's going to be wonderful. They trusted the government. They trusted the government. You got to wake up. But you have half these people that are marching and chanting. And then when you sit down, okay, so what do you hear protesting? Well, you know, I mean, we're protesting because, I mean, global warming. I mean, okay, you need to recycle, you need to do this, but there's no scientific fact backing global warming. Yeah, there is. No, there isn't. I can show you the guy that founded the Weather Channel. The CEO that founded the Weather Channel, he's not CEO now, but he was a founder of it. He knows all about global warming.
He's a scientist.
He's actually been in school for this. Okay. How dare you vet people? Well, don't you want to make sure that no. Oh, you leave your doors unlocked?
No, we lock the doors
to protect ourselves. Well, that's what we're doing. A wall doesn't mean don't come in. It means use the front door.
I wanted to show a client that CEO, how he says global warming is fake.
Yeah.
They didn't believe it.
Yeah. Hey, Tommy. Hello, Leslie Miller. And don't forget, there's a video out there of a lady that's from Nova Scotia, and I've been there. If you ever seen Oak Island, I've been there. I've been all around that area. And she wants to talk with the leaders because there is no health care. Everyone wants, oh, Canada's healthcare is so great. Oh, socialist healthcare is so great.
Their healthcare. Okay.
If you want healthcare, go to North Korea. They have great healthcare. Because if you go to that hospital, it'll be empty, but they just did 25,000 open heart surgeries. That's what they'll tell you. They didn't do it. What's up, Craig? How you doing, Barlow?
Well, how long have those people been on the waiting list for those surgeries is what they don't tell you.
Well, in North Korea, there is no surgery. But if they have an IV, it's an actual Coke bottle. It's not Coke. It's probably like an old 7-Up bottle from 50 years ago. But anyways, but people want this Canadian healthcare. And there's a lady that's infertile because no one would help her. No one would give her.
33 years old, and they just found her cancer when it was stage three.
Three.
After two years of fighting.
That's what's going to happen. Like I've said before in this program, if you're longtime listeners, well, let me see here. Hello, I'm the Surgeon General, and I do not believe that a woman should have a mammogram until she's 70 years old. You know what that means? The government will pay for a mammogram once you're 70, but until then, they're not going to pay for it because they don't deem it necessary. So what's going to happen? you're screwed. And the Surgeon General is going to come out with more and more and more recommendations that basically states that the government's not going to do anything for you until that point. Well, okay, yes, you can have a colonoscopy, but we don't recommend it till you're 90. Okay, so I have to pay. Yeah, you have to pay for it. The government don't, because it's not necessary till you're 90. This is what's going on in this country. And if anyone's out there listening from California, you have the ability to move to the United States.
And you just, I love them.
Yeah.
Welcome to America.
Welcome to America. Because they met some liberals from California. Goes,
no,
welcome to America.
No, some conservatives.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a liberal state, so yeah, but I was joking.
Yeah. Welcome to America.
Welcome to America, guys. Don't worry. Michigan is just as bad.
Exactly. His beloved state. He called it the cesspool, and we're the something cesspool or something. It was funny.
But it's crazy, yeah, folks. But you have Israel that gets it. You know, that, hey, you have people in England that get it, that Trump is a great thing. That, man, why isn't... There are people in France that are waking up and saying, hey, wait a minute here.
Well,
5 out of 10 people say a revolution in France is what's going to take to change their country so they're not getting taxed to the hilts to where they have no money.
Well, like Trump said in his speech either yesterday or today or the day before, he is showing how failed the political system is.
He is.
And how it needs to be fixed. Because it's for the people, by the people.
And what these politicians need to wake up and realize is that they work for us. Okay, you know, imagine if you have a lady cleaning your house.
Or a man.
I can't.
You're right.
No, now. I'm bullcrap. We're not PC on this program. Man as in human beings, as in mankind. Okay?
Just giving you a little crap there, baby.
But anyways, they're usually cleaning very good the first couple times. You know why? Because they want you to look at how good of a job they do. And then after a while, they start not, because we had one cleaning our house. And my dad was in an office off to the side. And this lady basically sat 90% of the day in her car. And my dad went out to the car. He goes, what are you doing? What do you mean? He goes, if there's anything in the house you need, you take it and you leave. What are you talking about? Who are you? She goes, this is my house. I have been in that office there all day, and I have watched you just sit in this car all day and not do anything. If there's anything in the house that is yours, let me know, and I will get it. And my dad let her go because she would basically just sit in her car all day after, like, the first 2 or 3 times she cleaned it really well, hoping that if someone came, oh, I just went to get something out of my car, and then... See, she works for my dad, and my dad had the right to say, sorry, nuh-uh, bye-bye, you work for me, not the other way around. These politicians work for us. We have the right to say, nope, bye-bye, and Trump is showing how useless these people are. When you had, okay, I got to ask you a question, gentlemen up here, okay. How many student loans do you hand out?
No.
We haven't done none since like
2009, 2007.
What? And she realized that she found out through them that she's running the finances. And she found out that the private sector doesn't do student loans anymore. She goes, I yield my time. Bye. But shut the cameras off. Shut them off.
She did ask about small business. She tried to get them on small business.
And then they're like, oh, loans are going through the roof.
Yeah, $9 million in small business
yep.
loans. Oh, yield my time.
I yield my time. I'm sorry. Feel free to like or thumbs up or whatever on the conversation, just because I can't tell who's watching. So if you ever want to comment or chime in, feel free to go ahead. Thank you so much for tuning in around the world, wherever you are.
Now we know how to shut Maxine Waters
up. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's great. But that's what Trump is doing. He's shutting them all up by, like, okay, well, if he's just making them flip-flop back and forth with what they believe. You can say what you want about Trump, but he hasn't changed his stance.
Not since 1980.
Not since 1980. Would you run for president? I hope not, but if I have to, it's because the country needs it. And I think this country is going in a direction that is making it to where people are seeing that the country is doing so well that I think he will get reelected. And I think the Democrats are just going to fight and go back and forth all over each other.
They're going to lose their crap.
Yeah, because they're all trying to be a, well, we got to one-up Trump and be like a Democrat Trump. Sorry, but people in this country don't, the majority don't buy that global warming thing. And most people are sick and tired of these liberals trying to push, I don't know, let me see here, impeachment for the millionth time. There's no evidence. There's nothing. They're done with it. They're done with people taking a knee. Okay, sorry, folks. You may not film the national anthem or show it on TV, but they're still taking the knee. The majority of Americans are like, bye-bye, we're done. We're done with these million-dollar babies, you know. One of my favorite movies was Goal. It's one of the first movies made about football. And the coach that played the coach for the Newcastle United, he's like, boys with big bank accounts are still boys. And that's what these NFL players are. Guess what, folks? This is my closet over here. Welcome to MTV Cribs. I'm an NFL player. My closet right here. I got 400 million pairs of shoes. That's right. Mm-hmm. I'll go outside, show you my 75 cars. I only drive one at a time, but I got 75, you know. Okay, this is my sock collection. Yeah, my lucky socks. Yeah, I never wash them, but I got 800 pairs of socks. Only got one pair of underwear. This is my, I got four tennis courts. I got a golf course. I got five swimming pools. Then like 3 years later, yeah, all this stuff's for sale because I ain't got no more money because I was like a lottery winner. That's the world we live in, folks. People are waking up to these people that, well, these kids, these impoverished black kids, they're not given an opportunity. Oh, wait a minute. Weren't you adopted? Yeah, you were, Colin Kaepernick. You were adopted by a white family. They gave you all the opportunities. You're in the NFL. If you stood up and said, hey, there's some great people in this country. There are blacks that have gone on to do great things, but there's some underprivileged kids in the United States of all races, all creeds, all colors, from Native Americans to Mexicans to blacks to whites to Irish, that are all legal. I want to set up this foundation to help people so that they can have the opportunity I was afforded. No, he didn't. Here's my Fidel Castro shirt. Yep. Yep. Really? You had opportunities afforded to you by a great family. And you sit there and you wear a shirt of a dictator that takes away your freedom. You know, why don't you sit there and say, hey, this is what I'm going to do. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
If you want to chime in, you can, sir. But thank you for listening, and thank you all for tuning in.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so what do you say about the latest news? Mueller spoke against William Barr.
I think it's crazy all this stuff that's going on. Cause I mean, I think.
But Mueller said that he didn't clean President Trump. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is. I think it is interesting.
Why did he wait so long to come out with his declaration?
That's a good question, and I don't know if I can answer that. I think it's.
It seems like it's trying to keep the commotion going as long as he can.
Yeah. And
even though it makes no sense today. There is collusion, no collusion. There is collusion, no collusion. There is obstruction, no obstruction. There is, but it's not. But there's no. You can't charge any charges. It's very. You know.
Yeah, and I think there's some people. What I think all this thing started out with, they were hoping that if they make up this collusion story, that they were going to be able to go and investigate for collusion, which they knew wasn't there, and hopefully dig up something on him that they could get him on.
They're still trying. That the Deutsche Bank, what they're doing, and trying to get all this. They're like digging and digging.
Yeah, they're spending millions, and that's what I hate, because they're spending lots of our tax dollars going after.
It's unbelievable. Instead of fixing the country and getting together and just fixing the problems, I don't know how to get away with it, the Democrats. They're only busy with just trying to impeach President Trump, even though there's nothing to impeach him for. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and it's crazy because I don't get why they just can't, because they're losing a lot of their base with these people that are like, okay, get over it. If there's nothing on Trump, let's move on. What are you trying to do to make the country better?
Wow, it's unbelievable, you think.
Yeah, it is.
It's very sad for the new generation. They get to learn this is what politics is all about, just trying to blow over your opponent instead of trying to fix the country.
Yep, it is. It's sad.
He won the election.
Go ahead.
We won the election. He won the election. We voted him in. So now the other half of the country has to, keep quiet and work together. If the country votes a Democratic president, so we were here to work together and try our best to do what we believe is good for the country. But that's definite, that trying to blow over your opponent is definitely no good for the country.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's because they were the ones that said, well, I don't think Trump and his supporters will be able to accept the election results.
Yeah,
so it's like a guilt.
Not accepted.
Yeah.
And they're the ones who don't.
Yeah, they don't accept the...
Hypocrisy, you're saying. It's hypocrisy.
It is. And it's like, okay, what are they trying... And I think the hardest thing is, if you go up to a liberal, what does your party stand for? What are you trying to do? Because Trump is trying to make this country better, whether you agree with what he's doing or not. All you seem to be doing is trying to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm. Nothing for the country.
Yeah, and if you don't think, okay, like I've said before, look at how long the Republicans had to come up with a health care plan. If they were going to get rid of Obamacare, they had all this time to come up with a plan, and they look like college kids that were cramming for an exam in one night. Now the liberals have, control, and they're like, okay, well, where's your idea? They don't have one. They don't care, because none of those politicians have to abide by any of the things they pass.
Wow. But the younger generation is more democratic. If the colleges and the media, anti-Trump, isn't that scary that in like 20 or 30 years from now, there will be the majority of the country will be on the democratic side?
Yeah, I think it's because they've even shown history. Yeah, because they've shown history books that show that talk about Trump being like a lunatic and loony bird. And I'm like, it's funny because when 9/11 happened, they all came to him as a professional. Trump, how would you handle this? How would you deal with 9/11? What would you do as an expert? Now he's president as a Republican, and they think he's like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Wow. Mm-hmm. But how do you think we have to go about the new generation, getting them to be more conservative or more moderate, and more on the Republican side? What are the Republicans doing to make sure that the base is keeping strong?
We need to, like when I see people, I educate them. I say, I'm glad you're a liberal, but this is, okay, think about what's going on here. This is what you're marching for. You're against President Trump not letting certain people come into this country and vetting who comes in and who doesn't. Well, you have a lock on your door, right? So you only let in people you want in. Yeah, okay, well, yeah, well, we should do that at the border. We should do that.
Because the country is a shared, it's our house. So we all live in the house together, and we have to do this together.
And when you talk to these people, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Well, you're marching against the very thing you say you stand for. So you obviously don't know. They need to be educated, because there are a lot of liberals that how dare he wants a wall. And when they play videos for them of Hillary Clinton supporting a wall and Barack Obama supporting a wall and Chuck Schumer supporting a wall and Nancy Pelosi supporting a wall, they're like, wait a minute here. I didn't know they supported a wall. What? And they're lost. They don't know what to think.
Have any of these politicians come out and explained what's the change of beliefs?
No, they haven't. But you never really hear them. I would love to have reporters ask that type of question. Okay, 6 months ago, you were for a wall. Why have they said
that? Because that's what they do to Trump. That's what they did to President Trump. They antagonize him.
Yep. Exactly.
Which really, they didn't realize, it really benefits Trump, the President Trump, because what happens is that, first of all, he gains that people talk about, you know, in publicity, even negative coverage, there's some good in it. And secondly, a lot of people start to realize all the crazy things they're questioning about. They're like, one second. If this is what Americans stand for, to antagonize the president, so I'm not going to be a Democrat. We'll join the independents. We'll join the Republican Party.
Yep. Exactly.
The media just comes to prove President Trump's point. Now you just have there to get me.
Yep.
Because you'll never hear the positive thing that President Trump does on the media. It's always what they consider the wrong things or the obstacles, whatever, which they consider, which is a whole different story if it's the way they put it, or it's a whole different picture the way it really is. But they're always with the negative side, try to make it look negative.
Yeah, and they always try to spin stuff. I mean, you have like some of these Democrats that, well, the NRA wants to make sure that like criminals have guns, and they say all this stuff, and if you fact check anything they say, guess what? It turns out to be a load of crap. There's no basis or factual basis for these comments. But they know these kids in this generation, for some reason, Barack Obama could kill someone and they'd be like, oh, that's a lie, whatever, I don't buy that. No matter what Obama says, they believe it. No matter what Trump says, they won't.
If Barack Obama said
the earth was flat, they'd be like, of course it is. They wouldn't question it because it's Obama saying it.
But you know what's so interesting? What's it called again? That there was a shooting in California, San Diego, sadly, in a synagogue there, and the shooter was anti-Trump, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And how many times do we hear that on the media that is anti-Trump? They don't talk
hardly
about
ever.
That. They don't talk about that. But when somebody, a Trump supporter that considers himself a Trump supporter, that even if Trump condemns him or those types of acts, touches the gate around the Democrats' property, just touches the gate, they talk about it for weeks. That Trump is a bigotry and he's supporting fighting and supporting violence, even though it has no sense. And Trump keeps on defending himself and condemning all these kinds of acts. And on the other side of the coin, we have the Democrats that never speak against violence, and they're doing so much of it. And then when an anti-Trump supporter does such an act, the media doesn't feel that it's important to say again and again that he's anti-Trump.
Yep.
That's like biased all the way. No other words than fake news.
Oh, I know. And it's crazy. I don't get it either.
And the way people buy into this, it's unbelievable the way people buy into this.
Oh, I know. It's nuts because I've had people that, like, have gone off on me because look at how much Trump is increasing the national debt in this. I'm like, well, when it comes to the South Bend mayor that wants to spend $5 trillion to stop global warming, oh, that's okay. And it's like, well, no, it's not okay. That's $5 trillion. Our dollar is going to get worthless and worthless if they keep... And where's this money coming from? It's coming out of your paycheck.
Wow, but that's a... Yeah, but that's a very... The national debt is something that it doesn't look like anybody will be able to solve.
No, it won't. I don't...
It's a mystery.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's with all the medical costs and with all this, all the infrastructure, it's unbelievable.
It is. It's totally. And I don't think the national... Yeah, and it's... But it's this... Is spending for here is okay, but no matter what a liberal spends, it's okay. But if a Democrat does it, it's okay. If a socialist does it, it's fine. But if a conservative or a Republican, oh, how dare you? And do you think that the country is going in such a way that Trump's just going to walk? Because a lot of people would say that the country is looking so good that basically Trump's going to, like, win in a landslide because look at how great it's going. Hey, I didn't expect it to happen, but it is, so I can't complain. I'm going to vote for him.
Well, we have to wait until 2020, but it's hard to believe that Trump won't win the election. It's very hard to believe.
Yeah.
Because I think people realize what's going on.
Yeah, they are. I think a majority of the black people are waking up and stuff and saying, hey, we have been screwed. Look at...
But on the other hand, in 2018, we didn't do such a good job. So, that leaves the whole thing skeptical.
Yep. Yep, it does.
You have to wait and see. But, for example... You know, when Medicaid sends around a letter saying that they're going to begin to pay for transgender operations and stuff, procedures, you know, and I'm very religious, and I'm expected to put up with this and say yes, and my money is going to that. You know, that's accepted. That's the liberals believe in that, but then... But then when Trump does good things with the country's money, then we say, you know, then they say, how can you get the country into debt? You know, for their crazy lifestyles, there's money for that. But for the important things, there's no money.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It is. It's scary. It's crazy.
You know, I was in a zoo last week. And there was a mom in New York, and there was a mom there telling a 2-year-old child that this is the male monkey. And then she thought it was important to add on that they can really be any gender that they want to be. You know, that's what the 2-year-old had to hear from his mom. And she said it out loud in public in New York, and it was, you know, a very, 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 very intelligent statement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we say that we're sick because you bring up the younger generation to be sick, then of course they're going to be sick.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, they're not sick. I'm so sorry. That's discrimination. They're normal with different lifestyles, but that's not true because if you would bring them up in a healthy lifestyle, then you can say that if they don't succeed, then they go a different way of life and they have a different lifestyle. But if you're bringing them up with these kinds of ideas in their head, then that's not, you never gave them a chance.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, we're the ones that are evil for not letting a person think they're a giraffe or a donkey or whatever. And it's like, no, you need to bring them up. No, that's not right. You're a boy.
You know, they passed a law in New York that the parents can write undesignated on a born child. And that's, I personally view that, that's really abusing the child because you're putting him in a spot where he'll think, one second, maybe I'm not the gender that I am. And that's a kind of abuse that you're doing to him.
Yeah. Exactly. It is. It's sad. I got about 4 minutes left in the program, folks, and thank you so much for tuning in around the world. I'm talking with one of my guests, and it's just, I mean, I totally agree 100% because we have this, oh, well, how dare you not tell me my kid wants to be a giraffe. He's going to be a giraffe. I'm going to put that on his birth certificate before he can even think for himself. You know, if you raise him in the right family and you raise him the right way, you know, and he goes off on the deep end, okay, but it's, you know, raise him right.
You know, and we become the bad people for raising healthy families. That's like, it's just so sad that we have such to deal with such people in this country.
It is. I mean, because I've seen pictures from the 60s where it shows a black family with a husband and wife and four kids. And now you see a mom with like 16 kids and no father around. And, you know, we have like broken families and everything. And we've gotten away from what marriage really is and what, you know, well, you can't, how dare you say someone is a human, well, they're born a human, they're a human.
How many listeners do you have tuning in every week?
Before I hang up, I've got probably about, on Blog Talk, I have about 1,000 people that listen every conversation. Then I do a Facebook Live, and I get sometimes 50 or 60 to watch the live. So.
And phone calls?
And every once in a while, I get like one or two people that call in, but not many people call in. Most people just listen, so.
Wow, and then how many clicks on the save program?
On this program, I probably get, I mean, the most I've had is probably like 8 people called in one night.
Wow, and what other programs do you do?
I just mainly do this one, the weekly conversation, and I do it Tuesday and Thursdays from 9 to 10.
Wow. And most of the viewers are steady?
Yes, pretty much. I get a lot of very conservative people on there, whether they're white, black, Native American, it doesn't, you know, they're pretty conservative and they love what I talk about, so.
Wow. So you spoke about the shooting in California?
No, I didn't have time. And I got about 90 seconds left, so I'm going to let you go, and I want to thank you so much for calling in, and I'm going to talk more about that shooting on Thursday.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you so much for calling in, sir, and have a good night.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye. We got about 60 seconds left in the program, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in.
I love you, NSD.
I love you. Who wants to be a billionaire? NSD. See, yeah, I feel like, yeah, okay. Oh, that's funny. Oh, God. I love it. But my caller was just great tonight. I mean, because we're the a-holes because we don't want to let a kid who thinks he's a giraffe when he's 6 months old be a giraffe and put that on his birth certificate. Oh, Lord, what's this world coming to? We're born male and female, and you can look down and see what you are. And remember, folks, With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday at 9, good night, and God bless all. Goodbye.